Yeah, we're back on air, JJ. And good to see you again, and good to see some great listener figures on our recent podcast episode.
Hey, listeners, digital ramblers, as we like to call our the guys and girls that check in every week. Hello, hello. Hope y'all are doing well across the world. Gamble, we have people tuning in from everywhere.
I know we're very lucky that we can nowadays, using the tools that where we record our podcast, we get a lot of analytics on Spotify that shows listeners in South Africa, Australia, the Middle East, right across Europe, and dozens of states in the United States. And we see, you know, some great loyalty. People have come back after our hiatus, and we're happy to provide more content for them today.
Yes, and it was a temporary hiatus at that, Gamble. You and I were going to start getting back on Measured Step and putting these out hopefully once a week. Because, man, I miss doing it. This is so much fun getting together with our audience and yourself and just discussing shop, what we've been doing. So if you don't know, Chris and I were both two home technology professionals. Chris is over in the UK. I'm here in the States, in Houston, Texas. And we get on the mic once a week and talk about stuff that has happened and our clients' experiences that they've had, the experiences that we've had as home technology professionals at clients' homes or in commercial applications. And we like sharing it with our audience. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's really thought-provoking. And other times it's just he and I just rambling along about tech. And so thanks for joining us. If you're new, drop a comment down below. You can also check us out at our website at digitalrambleshow.com or shoot us an email, digitalrambleshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, you know, home technology professional sounds very professional and sounds very formal what we do. But just to let you into a little insight into some of the things that we get roped into for our clients, I would say we're like personal assistants, financial advisors, energy advisors, childcare, dog sitters, all sorts of things over the years. In fact, not in over the years, over the last week. We have such a long-term relationship with our customers that we've known them, you know, double-digit years. We've seen their kids grow from, you know, preschool to high school, for their pets have now, you know, we remember their predecessors. And just some of the things that is revealed to us. And one thing really struck with me this week was around the increase in energy prices, electricity and gas in particular, you know, in the UK, and I'm sure where you are as well, JJ, is going through the roof. And one customer revealed to me today that their electricity and gas bill was in excess of £600 per month. Now, a large home, yeah, big home. But in relation to my outgoings in my home, a mere fraction of that. And they almost, despite their high income and, you know, high value home, they kind of pleaded with me, can you, with your smart technology, reduce our energy bills? And I really think there's an opportunity for our industry. We've talked about smart home also covering energy. I don't think we've really done it for our customers on the energy side, apart from LED lighting being the obvious one. I don't think we're fully justifying the smart home if we don't address energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Energy consumption is at the top of mind, man. And a lot of clients are, you know, the initial investment for climate control is there. But I mean, in today's market, that can be recouped extremely quickly by managing, you know, the climate inside the house. Especially us, man. Goodness gracious, we are always blowing AC here in Texas.
Yeah.
You got to know how much you're spending and where you can save, because without a smart thermostat, it's invisible. There's a veil there that you cannot see beyond. But when as soon as you implement a smart thermostat, the veil is lifted and you can really see where those costs are being tallied up at.
Yeah, because when we analyze some of the bad habits of these people's homes, we find that heating and cooling is a big sinner. So for here in the UK, heating your hot water, heating your underfloor heating, your piped hot water around radiators, we use a lot here in the UK. If you're not aware of when that is coming on, how long it's running for, what temperatures things are set to, I don't know how you can call yourself a kind of homeowner, because you're taking no ownership of what's happening. You're letting things run away from you, leaving things running when the home's unoccupied. I think it's quite disappointing. And I actually have conversations with some of the younger members of the household, the kids, to say, keep your mum and dad in check. You guys are fully switched on to it. I find the kids are well aware of the green responsibility we all have. And they can be the kind of mini police, the energy police. So informing them and making it a family discussion, I found it to be beneficial so that everybody picks up the good habits.
Yeah. My kids, they don't sound to be as green as your kids. My kids, dude, it's like energy hogs. Oh my gosh. They don't even realize there's an energy crisis going on.
Okay, all right, okay.
But I need like, I, for my girls, I need to put some occupancy sensors in there. So whenever they, walk into the room, the lights automatically come on. And whenever the occupancy sensor does not sense any motion, the lights automatically go off. And then climate sensors can do the same, because the new smart thermostats can, if you opt into it, can monitor motion, and it can sense the type of activity, not only where you adjust or dial that climate to, but also it can adjust depending if you're at the house or not. Which is a huge saver. Why would you want to cool or heat the house if you or nobody is there?
Yeah, one feature that I like on thermostats is weather compensation. The fact that it's connected to the internet gives it some insight that the
Some
weather is
data.
getting cold or it's going to be hot. So is the heating needed? Whether you're home or not, the weather can decide to not run that boiler for so long, or to increase the heat or the temperature if it's going to be a cold period, again, whether the home's occupied or not. So there's a standard in the UK, I think it's called like Boiler Plus or Boiler Plus standard, something like that, where from 2018 onwards, homes heated with gas had to have this weather compensation and awareness of external temperature.
Very interesting. We don't have anything like that here in the States that I'm aware of, as far as like mandatory inactions for awareness. But that's kind of like a artificial intelligence, understanding,
Yes.
making that device smart so that it can make some intelligent decisions on how to operate inside the home on what is actually happening on the outside of the home. And as the homes, honestly, Gamble, all the accessories in a house are kind of smart, but the house itself is still dumb. I mean, you can build it with excellent insulation and weather resist, the type of windows that you put in the house to make it really efficient and insulated. But the house has no clue what it's actually doing. You know, that might be something in the future that we start seeing, is that the actual insulation, the controlling of the climate that the house itself is actually doing, will then feed into, let's say, your climate control or thermostats or your lighting to really make a smart home. Because really, we don't have a smart home. Now that I think about it, it's more like smart devices that are in a dumb home.
Exactly that. And when you think about, the home is built like the house next door and the house beside that and the house beside that, but all these homes, they actually orientate in different directions. So sometimes when we're discussing window treatment, we're also using products where there's tech built in that knows the direction of the window, that south
Yeah.
facing extreme temperature in opposition to a north-facing room, getting much cooler temperature and less natural sunlight coming in, managing the temperature using passive technology. So the roller shades, the Venetian blinds, the wood, horizontal wood blinds, making assumptions and making predictions based on the orientation of the home.
Yeah, we use Lutron for our lighting control and shades. I think everybody that's, a digital rambler and has listened to us, a couple of times know that we, yeah, there you go, Lutron Pro, is a product that we apps or manufacturer that we actually absolutely champion because of their energy efficiency, their reliability, their ease of use. And one of the features that we have here in the States is that you can connect your lighting or your window treatment control to the atomic clock, and you can set it up to schedules to where your devices react to that atomic clock depending on where you are in the world, and can automate those shades through. You do need a home technology professional to help you set it up the first time. And then once you get it up and running, you can really create some energy efficiencies with lighting and shades attached to your global position, in the world. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was looking at, in fact, I'm well aware of it, but I was looking at products that are not going to break the bank to save energy, because some people relate it to, well, I could save all this energy, but look at what the investment is. And you talked about that return of investment. That can be hard,
Yeah.
especially when you run into the thousands of pounds and dollars, and it's not as cut and dry as maybe what people see when they have solar or battery installations, and they can kind of see the income or the money going maybe credited to them from an energy provider. So when you have solar, you can kind of see it. So I was looking at products that had a less initial buy-in, and I've been using them for years for less than $10, £10.
Oh,
Smart plug
yeah.
running on schedules, location based, running on timers. Great for, hey, why not turn off your AV equipment between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m.? Who's watching TV at that time? Why not turn off appliances that are sitting in standby in the hours that they're not used?
Gamble, they should just make smart breakers that you can run a schedule on the breaker,
Yeah, I think there
and just
are, but
because the
it's niche, you know?
yeah, it's niche, very niche. It's definitely not a common use item like a smart plug would be, but I mean, like, your refrigerator eats up so much energy. In the middle of the night, nobody's even, I mean, why is it cooling in the middle of the night if nobody's even opening up the door? And so for us, we've installed electrical, and they're called appliance, smart appliance outlets, because there is a difference between like a light, one that you put on a light switch and one that you put on an appliance, because it draws differently. So make sure that if you're going to do this, you take a look and find the appropriate one for whatever the draw is. But we've put them on refrigerators before, so between the hours of like 1 in the morning to 6 in the morning, the refrigerator doesn't, it's powered off. So if you open the door, the light doesn't turn on, which is a really weird feeling full of groceries. But you're saving energy, and if you do that over time, that's a tremendous amount of savings on just that one utility.
Yeah, just to throw a
Well,
brand out there for UK listeners, and they're probably available in the States as well. I've been using these plugs. The brand is Tapo, TAPO, but it's TP Link, which if people have been around routers, home plugs, Wi-Fi, TP Link, well-known brand.
yeah.
Tapo is their range of smart plugs and cameras, which I've never used, but the smart plugs work with Amazon Echo, work with Google Assistant, which we use them with our Google Home that runs our home and customers' homes. We use that as a go-to. I've even used that smart plug when things are inaccessible. Something, maybe lamps, maybe AV equipment. I can power cycle a product. So say a set-top box, which is maybe notorious that needs a power cycle once every 4 weeks. I can set up a schedule that it does that on a Sunday, 3 a.m. on the 1st of every month. I can also voice control it. I can do it when I'm home or away. So that's a good one that I know is a twin pack. You can get them for like about £15. Super cheap.
Yeah, we use those. And give me 1 second here. What is
What I will say
it?
about them is they can be a little bit bulky, and that's where they plug into your existing plug outlet. So you do have to accommodate the depth of these smart plugs. An alternative, which is not as common, is a full outlet that is just a smart outlet. And that's where, again, I'm surprised there's not a better solution, a more mainstream solution. I think the drawback of that is maybe competing standards, Wi-Fi coverage, meeting standards for electrical. I'm not sure, but I think there's too many hoops for them to jump through.
Yeah, we and I guess in closing on these smart switches, just one other area that you can use it is that we're always siloing system local, where we have our television and all our devices all in one area, and those electrical devices all have a little bit of a draw, even though they're turned off. And sometimes those cable boxes, they just stay on all the time. And I don't know if you've ever noticed digital ramblers, but those cable boxes are hot. I mean, like ridiculously hot. And the reason they're hot is because of all the energy that they're using, all that power that's drawing through there, and those chips are working hot. And when a hot, when you have a device that's hot and it stays hot, it's working even harder, which means it's even drawing more electricity. And so throw a smart, we've thrown those smart plugs on our silo solutions to where they can power off at night if necessary. Or sometimes electronics, they get a hiccup on it. And the easiest thing to do, or the best thing to do for our systems, the only thing to do, is to power cycle it. And to get behind there, it's just easier to open up your app, go to that smart plug, power cycle that smart plug, and the television turns off, the sound bar turns off, the cable box, the Apple TV, all of it powers down, you power back up, and you're back up and running, within 7 minutes. But that's an easy way to troubleshoot an area with a really simple, affordable device like a smart plug. So save energy and time and be a lot more efficient with the smart plug.
Definitely.
Yeah. So thermostats, smart plugs, LED lighting is a given. Just take all those hot incandescent bulbs. If you want to know, well, I don't know. This doesn't go for all non, I mean, like fluorescent bulbs, they don't generate any heat. They're just tacky, man. If you look at a bulb and you kind of go, and you cringe, that's probably a fluorescent.
Yeah.
If you look at a bulb and you touch it and it's fire hot, then that's a incandescent. Those two types of bulbs can just go. But be careful with those fluorescent lights. Sometimes you gotta dispose of them appropriately.
Yeah, I think in the UK we've been pretty good at changing over to LEDs. I think there's still an element of the hard to find fixtures that people have kept halogen or, like you say, incandescent light bulbs for, maybe because the LED variant is a lot more expensive. So cost, I think if you do room by rooms, always a good stepping stone to transition over to LED. Get multi-packs of the lamps so that you can, maybe in one session swap over all the table lamps, and that's done. At least you know that, and they might be the most common lights you use. Then start having a look at your overhead lighting. Then have a look at your outdoor lighting. The floodlights, normally like 500 watts, 1,000 watts. If you can change them to an LED equivalent, it might be 20 watts, 18 watts, 40 watts. So again, that reduction in power, reduction in energy cost.
Absolutely. And Gamble, motion is also, and we talked, and I touched on a little bit with my girls, but motion on the exterior of a house is also, motion sensors is also a good way to conserve some energy. Something that we've been doing lately, it definitely is not being done because of it's an energy efficient thing to do. But it could be, it is energy efficient in the sense that we have the ability to take some of our video doorbell products and work with another party, Lutron, and their Caseta or their Raw2 Select solutions only. And with our video doorbell, set it up on motion. And so when it senses motion, the lights illuminate. You really don't want your lights on all night long if they don't need to be on. And the only time that you really want your lights to come on is to be a deterrent or to observe something that's going on that you might need to be seeing. But, you could also look at it as a way of being energy efficient because it's only being used when it's necessary.
Yeah, and that's where, two brands working together are crossing off a lot of things. So you've got the security benefits, you've got the energy benefits, and you've got the customer benefits from ease of use. Yeah, the comment, give us feedback, call into the show using the Anchor app, and challenge us to how could smart home technology solve a problem you've got. Might be energy, might be entertainment, might be too many apps, might be poor Wi-Fi. Whatever the challenge is, there's a good chance the two of us have overcome it and have a really good solution for it in whatever part of the world you're based in.
Yeah, absolutely. Gamble, this is a big concern for a lot of people, and I think more and more a need. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be a bigger need than what we anticipate as far as for energy consumption. We just need to be a lot more aware and a lot more frugal with our consumption. Not because we it's not. Not necessarily because it's not as affordable of as what it was used to be, but it's just the right thing to do. It's just to be conscious and aware and to
Of
be
course.
as
Not be
you are.
wasteful.
Yeah, not be wasteful.
Yeah,
So.
and it's a hot topic. It's an agenda that's discussed on a daily basis on every news outlet, newspaper, magazine, whether it's the vehicle you drive, the places you travel, the products you buy, this consciousness of the production and the consumption. it covers smart home, and it's we're not exempt from it, and we are also a sinner. The smart home is a sinner, but it's also got, on the flip side, it's got its it can counterbalance itself with the good side of smart home. But yeah, smart home's not without its high consumption products. You know, you've got these amplifiers sat there, you know, a music system,
burning,
an energy consumer, you know, running hot, yeah, set-top boxes, amplifiers for home cinema, projector lamps, hot, high consumption products.
Old plasma TVs.
Yeah, you know, yeah, definitely. And what we do see counterbalancing that is some of the home tech devices now relying on battery. But again, you could drill down into batteries and the production of a battery. So everything, you've got to balance it up. But, you know, if you don't have to run lots of cables and you can rely on batteries, again, you're just reducing all that materials used in cable production. So you can go deep into this, but you, as business owners, we try and go that deep so that we are coming to our customers with information, the right solutions, answers for their questions when they query us on this, because some are more concerned about some things than others.
Yeah, absolutely. Gamble, this is like you said, is a hot topic. It has been a hot topic for, I don't know, 20, probably 30 years, you know, about just being conscious of energy use and the return that we're getting out of that consumption, and just being responsible for that. So it's a great topic. Friends, again, drop a comment. Let us know what you think. Thank you for joining us every week. I'm JJ Cannon, digitaldelight.com. You can reach out to me as well, or better yet, hit us up on our Anchor podcast. And you can drop a voice comment right there, right online for us to hear immediately.
Yeah, and I've been JJ's co-host, Chris Gamble, over here in the UK. My business, Customized. Look us up on Instagram, @Customized1. I love closing the show with this. It's JJ's familiar catchphrase. If you don't know, ask a home tech pro.